Joseph, for that introduction, and thank you to the Asian Pacific Association of Sacramento for putting on this event. It's a privilege and an honor to be part of this discussion. As was just mentioned, over the past 2 years, there's been a broad effort by the executive administration to attack the rights of immigrants. From the first days of the Trump administration, there was the executive orders on the travel ban, which was to bar individuals from Muslim-majority countries from being able to immigrate to the United States or to even visit the United States. And after that, we had the end of DACA, as we know it, or only been stopped by the courts in terms of renewals, but he ended DACA. He then ended TPS for approximately 300,000 people, which includes the countries that we're going to be talking about today, which is Honduras and El Salvador. And the focus of today's talk is the mass incarceration that we're seeing of children and families at our southern border. The only thing that gives me hope when I made that list, and there's more to it, but the only thing that gives me hope is the advocates and the attorneys that are working tirelessly to shine a light on what's happening and to fight for the rights of immigrants. And we're very lucky today because we have joining us three of those individuals that are fighting in particular on that issue about mass incarceration of innocent children and families. So I want to briefly introduce them, but I really want to get this discussion started. So the introductions are not going to do justice in terms of their whole background. But I want to briefly introduce them. Our first presenter is going to be Dr. Ina. So Dr. Ina is a professor emeritus at from CSUS Sacramento, and she has a private practice as a psychotherapist. And her area of focus and interest is on working with survivors of trauma and the long-term implications of that trauma. She also has two award-winning documentaries. I had the privilege of watching one of them last night, which is Children of the Camps. And that's the story of six men and women who were adults at that time. And they were just then beginning to deal with the impact of the incarceration against them from the Japanese incarceration of Japanese Americans during World War II. Dr. Ina was born at the Tule Lake segregation camp, which was a maximum security concentration camp for Japanese Americans during World War II. She's going to be providing historical and humanitarian perspective about the distressing similarities between the past and the present. And then she's going to be sharing that some of the work that she's done visiting the detention camps and her future plans. Then next we're going to be turning to Holly Cooper, who's the co-director of the immigration clinic at UC Davis. And she, as you all know, is a national expert on immigration, in particular relating to issues of detention. And I think an area closest to her heart is the detention of children, which is where her career really began at the Florence Project in Arizona, where she was working for 6 years implementing programs to represent children who are out in the middle of the desert without access to assistance. So she did groundbreaking work in that area and then joined UC Davis in 2006 and is now the co-director of that program. She is also counsel on the Flores litigation. she's going to be giving us a little bit of a historical background, and then cutting edge what is happening today and hopefully will be happening soon. And then last we have Karen Pedraza, who is a second year student at UC Davis Law School. And she works at the immigration clinic. And in that role through the clinic, she's been able to assist clients that are in detention, but then also travel and a witness to the events that are going on at these detention centers in Texas and Florida. In fact, she just came back last Friday from the Homestead detention camp in Homestead, Florida. So without further ado, I'll turn it over to Dr. Ina.